This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tens of thousands of Hasidic Jews gathered in the Ukrainian city of Uman for their annual pilgrimage, officials said Sunday, despite authorities asking them to skip the trip because of the war. Every year, Hasidic Jewish pilgrims from around the world go to Uman in central Ukraine. They visit the tomb of one of the main figures of Hasidic Judaism for the Jewish New Year celebration of Rosh Hashanah. Despite the warnings, crowds of Hasidim dressed in traditional black clothing gathered in Uman, celebrating in the streets. It's worth noting Uman is relatively far from the front line. Ukrainian and Russian military planners are feeling the pressure as the approach of winter makes fighting more complicated. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Rainy weather is already limiting the mobility of tanks and other heavy weaponry, setting back Ukraine's efforts to take back more Russian-held territory before winter hits. But think tanks say Ukrainian forces are still gaining ground in their counteroffensive launched in late August, prompting Russian President Vladimir Putin's call for mobilization, the first such call-up since World War II. The move, sparking protests across Russian cities, has triggered an exodus of men seeking refuge in Europe to avoid going to war. While Lithuania and Latvia call the exodus a security risk, officials in other EU countries urge the EU to grant refugee status to Russians fleeing mobilization. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos declared suspension of government work and classes for Monday as a Category 3 tropical storm barreled through the main island after making landfall northeast of the capital of Manila. Flights were canceled, ferries halted, and bus routes shut. This is VOA News.